Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm here, as always, with Jay Kranda. Jay, welcome, and thanks for joining us today and talking social media.
I'm very excited. I will say real quickly that I'm very excited about the fact that the Spurs will be eliminated round one of the playoffs. So just going to get that out of the way. I know the Lakers are terrible. Again, we keep on talking about this, but anyways, I'm going to get that out of the way. So playoff season is about to come here. I'm excited, but go Warriors. So.
Yeah. Well, good luck in getting the best possible draft pick. And Spurs, if you noticed, just clobbered the Warriors this past week. And just, you know, we're gearing up. We like to hide in the weeds a little bit and as sixth seed and come up. And so we'll see. We'll see. But we'll get to watch it because they'll be on TV while the Lakers are sitting at home. Thanks for the mention, though, and highlighting the Spurs. I am wearing a Spurs shirt today for those that are watching on YouTube.
So what we're talking about today is Periscope. So the next big thing that's going on, you actually just wrote a blog post that's up on your website on neilsmith.com or neilsmithsolutions.com. And you were talking about Periscope because that's the thing everybody's talking about. It's the new release. So for everybody who's listening, Nils, what is Periscope? You're the one that's written about it so far. You already got one up on me. So let's hear it. What's Periscope?
Well, first of all, thanks for reading my blog. I appreciate the mention and plug on the blog. So Periscope, you know, it came out. I was watching Meerkat about a month ago, and at South by Southwest, Meerkat was kind of the explosion. And then Twitter went, I think they wanted to buy Meerkat. It's also connected to Twitter. Meerkat didn't want to sell, as I understand it. And so they bought Periscope, which is almost identical. There's a few little feature changes, but it's basically a live streaming app from your phone. What Periscope says, I believe the word is be anywhere in the world or you know, you can experience anywhere in the world at this moment. So literally, if you have an iPhone, it's only iPhone and iPads right now. I'm sure it'll be Android soon, but you connect with your Twitter account and you hit a button, you know, and you're live streaming. And so wherever you are, you know, front camera, rear camera, you can live stream. People can hear you. They can see what you're seeing. You can talk to them and they can chat, you know. So it's almost like for us, it's almost like online church. You know, it's like people are watching a video and they're chatting and having a conversation and it's live interaction. So it's a lot of fun. You know, it's not real polished because it's just an iPhone. Yeah. The audio is not great because it's just an iPhone, but it really is fun to see where people are, what they're doing. A lot of people are doing some Q&A, you know, just John Acuff is killing it. If you follow John Acuff at all, or some different folks are doing some fun stuff. And then you get a lot of people showing their fridge is kind of the popular term. You're using it all. Everybody wants to look at the fridge. So there's some unique dynamics. And one of the things I mentioned in the post, Jay, is we always get this in being in the church world, is everyone is looking for an excuse not to do social media, I feel like. Mm. And so I hear people say like, oh, there's porn there. There's people that are saying bad things. They're rude. They're mean. I don't care what's in your fridge. The reality is there's a bunch of people there, you know, they're looking for community, looking for something interesting. And we as church leaders have where people are gathered, there's a ministry opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line from my perspective.
Well, I think it's something that I've downloaded and I started messing around with and started noticing how people are leveraging it. And I know in the coming weeks and months and years that, you know, we're going to watch people leverage it in strategic ways. So I think the big thing is, and what I loved about your blog post, and we're going to put it in the show notes, was that you gave some, just jump on and start using it. I think with anything in technology new, the next thing, the big thing is that everybody is in the same boat. We're all learning together. There's not really an expert. The experts will start to rise up. There might be some celebrities that will be, you know, created through a technology like this. Nobody really knows what to do. The big thing is you gotta jump into the water. You gotta start messing around on there. You gotta start using it strategically. And there's already some, you know, the Q&As, people using it. You know, it's definitely stuff that jumped off the page to me is that it's a great way to maybe do some live streaming, special targeted Q&As and broadcast maybe prior to an event. You know, maybe prior to, you know, Easter just passed for everybody. And you mentioned this in your blog post, but it's You know, you have your live event. Obviously, for let's say, for example, for people who have an online experience, maybe prior to the event or post event, you have a Q&A on Periscope and you give people out a handle, and that way you can do it. The cool thing is that there isn't a lot of, you know, if you're going to set up a camera in your worship center, you know, off stage, you got to have encoders, you got to have a system, you got to pay for it. But with Periscope, you just point and shoot. You know, maybe you can get a fancy, you know, iPhone tripod or something that's real simple, but little investment, you can have a Q&A right afterwards and it can be organic. There's not a lot of expectations. You know, you were saying that the audio and the video are all, and you can make it better. But the thing is, start doing it and start seeing if a crowd gathers, and if a crowd gathers, then invest more. But don't say don't go there just because of, you know, haters and the porn and all. You don't know, you're creating a good experience. There's a reason why we're here. And as the church, we're here to redeem things, not to be scared away, but to redeem it. But I think it's fun. I don't know. What are some accounts that you've seen so far? You know, you mentioned John Acuff, but what are some other things that people should know practically, like titles and so forth?
You know, there's different people doing some different things. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy is people all over the world showing their view. You know, people are always saying, here's my view in Tokyo, here's my view in Australia. And so it's fun for me just to see, you know, the Tokyo skyline, and somebody that randomly, you know, posting that and being able to engage and connect there. And people seem to really appreciate that. You know, there's a lot of people just, you know, you and I both follow a lot of kind of social media business type leaders that are doing a lot of Q&A. And so that seems to be engaging pretty well. Our friend Dustin Stout, I sat in on one of his periscoping session. He seemed, you know, I don't know what he was doing, but it seemed like he had Meerkat and Periscope going simultaneously. So he,
of course he did. Of course he did. I will say, based off on a prior episode, we had a Google Plus debate, and I started getting all these requests from people on Google Plus. I don't think I've had as many friends as I've had today on Google Plus. People think it's funny. So anyways, I just want to say that. So thanks, Dustin, for highlighting this. And my Google Plus account is growing and I don't really care.
And you don't care. That's awfully strong. He's going to come back on it.
I know.
On that. So, you know, people are having a lot of fun. I'll tell you what we, you know, a lot of people come to me with church ideas, and so they initially think, I want to stream my services through this or do some different things. I think when it comes to social media, behind the scenes type content is the most engaged. That's what people are looking for. You know, I think at your church, I can only imagine that before the service, if somebody could have, you know, see Rick Warren right before the service. Yeah. Or you know, Robert Emmett, our senior pastor, Chris Emmett, they want kind of that behind the scenes or right after the service. You know, here's my debrief from the service. One of the things I did though at Easter was I just sat in the top corner of our worship center, and I started a new stream at the top of every song. And so I just put like the song title and just started streaming it. And we would have, you know, 80, 90 people instantly watching that stream, you know, the music and then an interesting dialogue, good and bad, people engaging with it. I don't think that's the most engaging, you know, content, but it didn't take me much. I was just sitting there, you know, I just had to push a button, and all of a sudden then 80 people were experiencing a worship experience. So with a minimal effort, I think you can really engage in some interesting stuff. But I would say from a focus standpoint, focusing on behind the scenes, but just start doing stuff, you know, I mean, just start, you know, one of our youth guys are going nuts with it, just like with joke of the day, you know, or like, let's tell jokes. And they're just being goofy, you know, or check out my beard, stuff like that. And they're having fun and they're building an audience. And it really is fascinating to watch them and what they're doing. I think we're too early in to know what the best practices are. My goal right now is there is a platform that needs to be redeemed, and that there's ministry opportunities on. And I'm just hoping church leaders will jump on there and engage and enter. Yeah.
Well, one practice I will say, don't be nude. So just to kind of, that's probably a practice that we can agree on, right? Yes,
that is a good practice. And don't blame me, blame Jay if you're somebody nude on Periscope.
We don't want like a chat roulette experience here. So what I will say is what I do notice from it that I was immediately drawn to it as I started to just browse different streams was the video and graphical elements that got interjected. So if you like it, you know, kind of hearts go up and all those movements. And so what I really loved was it was like one of the first like really mainstream things that you kind of had those graphical and video elements integrated. And we've talked about this privately off, is that one big thing that we see everything moving towards is obviously we have the video game world that is very, obviously there, you know, it's video and it's interactive and there's goals, right, and it's driven. Right. And we've seen churches try to have part of that, but maybe it hasn't really meshed very well. And obviously, I think the big thing that's happening is video is going to become way more interactive. Now, I don't think that means we're going to have a controller and we're going to be able to do certain things. I just think it's just going to become more depth. There's going to be this fourth dimension that we're going to be able to move around. And we have elements of that already. But I think what I love with Periscope is that you had that real-time kind of graphical element happening, almost kind of like a very beginner level video game experience. And what I love about it is that it's widespread. It isn't just, you know, this company doing it where you have a couple thousand people. You have a company like Twitter or so forth that's investing in, they're going to bring a crowd to it. And I think the more people see the potential there, not just hearts, but much more, I think that's going to benefit not only just that technology, but I think we're going to see more churches. And obviously, with the church online platform that lifechurch.tv has done, you have like raising of the hands and different elements like that. I think those things are going to become way more graphical, way more persuasive and moving, and way more video game like. I think the video game industry is going to just the video, and we've seen this with HTML5, things moving towards you're going to have more control. So that's something that popped off to the screen when I saw it. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool how you see that coming. I think that needs to be more integrated into more video that we do.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. And that interactive element is, I think, one of the things that makes it so fun. So for those that aren't aware, when you touch the screen during a video, hearts will pop up. And it's like a like on Facebook, but you can do unlimited hearts on a video while it's live streaming. And so it creates kind of an ongoing engagement, even if you're not commenting. And then naturally, those comments create an engagement opportunity. But just like you say, if you're watching a video on Facebook or YouTube, you comment on it after the fact. You don't really interact with the person that made that video. Yeah. When somebody's, you know, doing a live Q&A, or even if they're showing, you know, I just stuck my phone out the window of an Uber driving through Brooklyn the other day. You know, people were like, let me look over there, you know, and so they want to tell you what to show and what to look at. That live interaction is so engaging for that end user and the connection that's made through that. So I think it's phenomenal. I think you're right. I mean, I think the more the engagement that happens there, the more a platform, and so as we think about our online church platforms or whatever it is, the way that we'll allow people to engage beyond just the viewing experience is huge. I would say the other thing about Periscope is I believe a couple of things about Periscope. One, I believe the fad is going to go faster than some of the others. I felt that about Snapchat. I still believe that about Instagram. I think Instagram is going to stay, but I think it's going to start to fade somewhat soon because it's limiting. I think this will grow faster. It's growing faster than any other social network I've ever seen, but I think it's going to crash faster as well. Mm. I think its lifespan is going to be shorter because I think it's going to be integrated into other social networks a little more in a more connected way. But I think that getting in early is key from a platform building standpoint, because I think what's happening with those likes and with people that are watching your videos is that Periscope is building its algorithm for what they're showing people. So right now, I mean, I did a video. My mother-in-law is in town right now. So I was telling her about Periscope. She's like, what is that? And I'm like, hey, tell everybody, you know, like I started just interviewing her right there at my kitchen table. And we literally had like 80, 90 people asking my mother-in-law questions. You know, what kind of car do you drive? What is, where are you from? Things like that. And so she was able to interact with other people. So I think there's just random ways to use it. But I think as you do these videos, you get likes, as you have comments, that your algorithm will build where your platform will be built for a really sustainable platform, where 3 months from now, I think people will get on and it will be so saturated that it's hard to build a following. So I think that's the key of getting in early and building a following now while Periscope is sending you followers.
Yeah, I love that. I think that totally makes sense. And I have one final really big takeaway for church leaders. But before we talk about that and we end the show, I wanted to ask you, Niels, you have a new product coming out, a new technology guide. And I wanted to allow our viewers who's listening on the Social Media Church podcast know a little bit about that. So tell us a little bit about this new training that you have coming out.
Yeah. So I'm creating a series of courses called the Church Technology Guide. And so the first of those courses is releasing today. It's on worship production. And so it's my goal, like what we're doing with this podcast, is really to help church leaders develop systems that help them to become more efficient, to save them time, to save them money, to focus on ministry. And so a really practical how-to guide with videos, with tutorials, with action steps, with a done-for-you resource to really just copy and paste your material into it. And so really want to help church leaders better use technology. And this module, this course, is really about worship production. So that's the lights, the sound, the video. And so this week, with its release, it's going to be a $25 course, but this week we're making it available for $10. So really we want as many leaders as possible to engage with this content and with this resource. And so we're excited about it. So you can go to churchtechnologyguide.com to get more information, churchtechnologyguide.com. And that's where you can find out more about the course. I appreciate you mentioning it, Jay.
Yeah. So everybody who's listening, go to churchtechnologyguide.com. And for this week only, it's $10, and then it's going to go up to $25. So make sure you act on that now, churchtechnologyguide.com. Okay, so wrapping up Periscope, I think one big thing that, you know, really to tell people, the average church leader around the country or the world, you know, one thing that I would say that Periscope is great at that maybe you could leverage it for is that if you're not live streaming right now, if you're not live streaming at all your church, if you're not live streaming your online services, this is a great way to experiment with the potential. So I know when you think about live streaming a service, there's setup, there's technology, that can be overwhelming for a lot of people. It's overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
And Periscope is a great way to kind of experiment and see the potential. And so I would say jump on Periscope, load it up, and start messing around with pre-services, or like, I love that idea of streaming some of your songs. And if you have conversation and people are talking about it in your church, it means you're ready to take the next step and start live streaming your service. So Periscope is a great way to kind of test the waters. So is there any final thoughts you would probably add on to this conversation, Niels, before we end?
I love it. I love that perspective. The one other thought I would say is where it's different from typical live streaming is Periscope. It engages more short videos, so you don't keep an audience engaged as long because it's just on a mobile device. But I agree, great place to start, great way to prove value in live streaming, and great feedback. I appreciate the conversation, Jay.
Yeah, so everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church, and don't forget to engage on Twitter with SMC Podcast. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. Stop by socialmedia.church for the show notes and to learn more about Social Media Church. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you may be listening.